Hi, this is Adam, and I'm just doing a quick and somewhat unusual audio boo, and that it's not anything to do with a review of food or restaurants or anything. It's about my own personal little minor and somewhat odd diet experience, which happened about 10 minutes ago. Whilst coming home from work in King's Cross back to Dagenham East Station. What happened is that was coming into Dagenham East termination platform, is that some of the trains don't go right through departments, so they terminate early, and this is what's happening here. So I was running very, very slowly into the bay platform, and I hear this guy in the next carriage. I'm right at the back of the train, and he's saying, "I'm going to get you. I'm going to come and get you. If you're on this train, I'm going to fucking bust you." Excuse my friend. This is what he was saying. He was cursing. He was swearing. He was saying what he's going to do to this guy, who turns out to be in my carriage. This guy spots him, comes bursting through the intercarriage doors. Grabs this guy, puts him in a lock, and basically starts slamming into him really hard, bam, bam, quite frightening, really, and he's, you know, slamming into the side of the doors of the train. And I'm thinking, oh my God, there's going to be a fight. What do I do? So I'm looking at the other passengers, and they're looking back at me. So, well, I don't know. Anyway, the train was about to terminate. I thought he's going to stay on this train and pace while the train is stuck, you know, reversing. But no, he gets off the platform with this guy in a lock. Like he's frog marching along the platform, saying, still saying, "You think I can catch you? You think I wouldn't catch you? You think I wouldn't catch you?" This is where it all goes a bit weird, because it turns out, I asked one of the guys, you know, one of the fellow passengers, what he thought it was all about, and he just said, "It looks like he's trying to stop it. Looks like the noisy one's trying to stop the other one from getting into a riot or from having riot yesterday. He's now going to punish him. Maybe some kind of gang thing." Anyway. This guy, the big guy, is saying to the little guy, I want your money. I want the money you stole yourself. I want the money you thieved yesterday from the riot. I'm going to tell mum all about you." And that's where it goes weird, because they're actually brothers. And looks like big guy is trying to stop little guy either from rioting again, or going into the mob tonight, or from, you know, having done so. He wants the money back either for his own ends. Who knows what he wanted the money for? Might have wanted to give it back for all I know. Doubt it, but anything's possible. But anyway, he seemed to be very angry with little brother. Anyway, so yeah, that's my right experience. I actually recorded a little bit, but to be honest, I didn't really want to get too close. I didn't want to hang around, so you can hear them shouting, cursing each other. Well, him, big guy, little guy. I really didn't want to come. I didn't really want to wave my phone around with its big red record button showing. So I kind of escaped and made my excuses and left, as they say. So there you go. That's minor and hopefully only riot experience of this year. Let's hope that it doesn't kick off tonight. I'm obviously quite sad that it's come to this, really. Anyways, this is Adam saying goodbye.